I'm John from Unqualified Gamers. Hello, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea, coming to you live from the Legends Studios via the interwebs. It's the Legends Entertainment News Stream. I'm B.
And I'm Wing, and this week we're going to talk, as usual, about geeky TV, movies, and more. So, Beef, what time is it?
News time! Just two dudes yapping on a cast.
Nice. We'll start with the bad news. Yesterday the news broke out. David Bowie passed away. And
did anybody know that he had cancer?
Well, I didn't know. Seems like some people knew, but he was not talking about it too much. He released an album.
The greater media knew, though.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. And he released an album like 3 days ago, 3-4 days ago. So, which called Black
Star. Rest in peace, sir. I mean, come on. For everything he did for culture and music and everything.
I'm probably going to rewatch Labyrinth and just because it came back on my radar.
Let's do it. Let's add it to the cast.
Yeah,
throw it on the list. I've honestly never seen it.
You have never seen it? Oh, clearly going to add that. It's going to be like in a month, but we're going to do that.
I might have seen it once or twice in my childhood. I just don't remember it. So as soon as I watch it, I'm going to go.
In
like a month or so, you're adding it to the calendar right now, aren't you?
Yeah, after our Tarantino retrospective,
just told Abby today. Well, no, it's not a retrospective. We're just doing Kill Bill and stuff.
Yeah, but we're going.
I know.
Three movies. It's late. Here you go. So,
all right. Online media. Apparently now I have to fucking pay for Hulu.
You have to. You don't have a choice. You need to see that time travel thing.
Yeah, 11/22/63. James Franco in Stephen King's story about saving Kennedy. Whether it really has anything to do with saving Kennedy or not, because there's a lot of twists in this trailer, but it looks
good.
Yeah,
looks really good.
You know me; I'm in for anything time travel, or at least I'll give it a big helping of "Gotta try it." But this just is. Yeah, it looks. It's time travel, so it's a solid period piece.
Agreed. It looks good. It looks beautiful. It just looks beautiful. Now, do you think that looks beautiful? That clip show for season 4 of House of Cards? They released a trailer, which is basically a clip show from the first 3 seasons, just to put you back in the spirit. And then they're like, March 4, clean your calendar, don't go to work. We're dropping this on Netflix.
They always do that. You're totally going to call in.
Oh, I'm busy.
I feel a Netflix original series called coming on.
There's nothing I can do. I just can't wait for House of Cards. Just can't wait.
Speaking of can't wait.
Yeah, that's coming up. That's coming up in a couple of weeks.
You can now watch the first minute premiere or the first minute of the X-Files premiere.
The first minute. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, it's a minute. It's a minute more than you get other places. I just haven't watched it yet because I'm an ass and I was busy after work. But I'm ready for this. This is what, 2 weeks, a month? January 24th. X-Files will be special 2-night event beginning Sunday, January 24th and Monday the 25th. Wait, what? So it's like 3 or 4 hours a night?
Yeah, something like that, I guess. I don't know. Ooh, what? You know what? I'm going to be that douche who's going to wait until everything is there so I can just like binge watch it. You know me.
It's 1 or 2 nights if it's on. If it's really returns. Oh, no, a special 2-night event. It's returning on Sunday and Monday, the 24th and 25th, and then it's probably once a week for a month.
Okay, well, I can live with that.
And don't binge watch it. Come on, we got to talk about it every week. Don't be an ass.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think Shark Tackle is going to let me wait.
Good.
Anyway.
I like her more and more each week.
Yeah, she's a huge X-Files fan, so she's been waiting for this every time I'm coming. There's a new trailer. We're going to talk about it on the cast. Oh, my God. I need to watch it. And sometimes, like, there's a new trailer for The Flash. It's like, I don't care. Just watch your Flash thing.
Remember the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff. I'm totally off Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., by the way.
Yeah, me too. Well, if you're not off Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
I just...
Yeah, look at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. if you're still a big fan. It's still going strong as a cast on the Gunna Geek Network.
But... I love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I just fell off, and I got a few episodes behind, and my DVR didn't record a few, and it was just like... Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyways, but they're doing the spinoff still, supposedly.
With Mockingbird?
Yeah, with Adriana Hotness and Nick Blood. What the hell's the name of it?
Marvel Most Wanted.
Yeah, so does that mean that in the greater universe they're going to do something fucked up and need to be...
You know what? I don't know anymore because since we talked about that a couple of months ago, since Kevin Feige is not reporting to the same guy anymore, now he's reporting straight to the head of Marvel, the guy of the TV division also does, so they don't talk to each other anymore.
Oh, so that's awesome.
So I'm not sure how much the TV shows can know what's going to happen in the movies before they come out.
I still got to watch Jessica Jones, too. Shit.
I'm almost done on Jessica Jones. I'm missing the last two. And, okay, Jessica Jones is a good show, but there's two or three filler episodes that they've put in the middle of the series, which made me drop of it, but when you pass those two, three episodes, it just comes back with a vengeance. It's so good. David Tennant, awesome. One of the best Marvel villains. Again, the best Marvel villain seems to be on Netflix. Kingpin and the Purple Man.
Yeah.
It's crazy how Netflix nailed the villain. On the other end, I'm going to give them that.
They did what to the villain? That sounded dirty.
They nailed the villain.
Wow.
My point is that they have 13 hours, so you have time to explore both.
That's why I loved Lena Headey's version of Sarah Connor.
Yes.
Way better than I ever did. And I give that to Linda Hamilton. She will always be the original and true Sarah Connor. But I had 20-some or 30-some hours to have Lena Headey get into that role and be that role. So when I think of Sarah Connor, instantly I think of Lena Headey, just because I've seen her more in that, where that character, than I have Linda Hamilton.
I can see that. And you know what? I'll be honest. I know they're making the next Terminator after all because it did.
No, they're not. I heard it died.
I heard that after they saw the China box office, they were like, we're doing this. And the other thing, we're going to talk about it a little bit later in the news, but now it's kind of owned by Japanese
business people.
Yeah, so they're really interested to get that there. Everything rolling with robot. Again. Yeah. Everything with robot, for some reason, work really, really, really well in the West. So, and Arnold is big in Japan. So I know that sounds funny, but he is huge in Japan. Well, he's huge, but you know what I mean.
Big and bloated everywhere. What's this Kevin Smith to direct Flash?
Okay.
The Kevin Smith?
Yeah, I listened to a show that Kevin Smith does. Let's call it Fat Man and Batman, because he interview people, and it's kind of nice. He doesn't do it as much now. He just talks about stuff, and he hadn't watched The Flash before like a couple of months ago, and then he started talking about it on his castle and loving it. And when he got up to date, he got his people get in touch with The Flash people, like, would Kevin Smith could direct an episode? And they were like, yes. Yes.
That's awesome.
Please, can you do it for really, really cheap? And they were like, oh yeah, no worries. So he's going to direct an episode of The Flash, probably one of the last four of the season or something like that, because if they're talking now, it's in a couple of months. So that's kind of great, because you're going to have like a uber geek basically doing a superhero show, and we've been dying to see what Kevin Smith could do.
It'll be cool to see for sure.
Yeah, and the kind of style he has to his dialogue. I mean, say what you want about the directing skills of the man. He knows how to write dialogues that feels like you and me are talking. And that's a rare gift. I mean, we were talking Tarantino, or we'll be talking Tarantino next week, and
magic of editing.
It's crazy, and there's a lot of that too with this guy. So, you know what? I'm not the huge Kevin Smith fan I used to be, but I'm really, really excited about that news. I'm gonna jump a little bit ahead, but the Flash will also introduce another villain called the Turtle, which, seriously, I read the Flash for a while, and
the
I had no
turtle.
Yeah, I had no idea this character existed. But when I saw who's going to play him, it's the guy from Battlestar Galactica.
I don't know who that is.
My
Google doesn't want to work right now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, Aaron Douglas.
Chief.
The engineer? Yeah, here you go, Chief. So I'm every time they get some Battlestar people, I'm kind of excited. So... you know what? That's going to work for me. I'm kind of happy about that. So can't wait. Just can't wait. Okay. Preacher's TV show. We're all happy when they were saying they were doing it and all that. And now they're like, oh, yeah, it's going to be very different from the comic. And you know what? Saying you're different from the comic, I have no problem with it. I mean, The Walking Dead is, and it's pretty good. But... I remember that PlayStation show that Hop loves the comics so much. I don't remember the name right at the bat there, but I kind of liked it too. We watched the first two episodes and it was so different from the comic. We hated it.
Yeah.
With the kind of topic Preacher's tackles, I'm afraid that's where it's going to go. And I'm not down with that. So at this point, I don't know. I'll give the show a couple of episodes as I did prior for other shows, but I'm more nervous than I was before. Movie news. Okay. Box office report. The Revenant almost beat Star Wars.
Well, it took a fourth week. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. But you know, last week I was talking about we'll see what the drop is. If the drop is more than 40%, I don't think it's going to catch Avatar. Well,
I think it still might. The drop's 53.1.
The drop's 53.1. China had a really good opening.
Huge. 48 or 53 million.
Yeah, but then the drop was like more than 50% on the third day.
I still think you're going to be pulling. It's going to pull 20 to 30 million for every week for the next month or two.
Oh, yeah. It's going to catch Titanic. No.
It's going to catch Avatar. It just might take a little bit longer than people think. I mean, mark my words, it's not... Avatar is great because of the 3D and all that and whatnot and what it did for that shit, but this is nostalgia packaged in a way that I didn't think I'd like.
But you know what? I'm ready to take a bet with you on this. Half a Powerball tickets. The other one pays the old ticket, the one who lose.
So I owe you like $1.4 billion if I lose? I'm confused.
We're still splitting. Just the price of the ticket, because I can't buy it in Canada. So you're
nice. Okay.
You basically have to go buy the ticket for this to work. But if I win, you pay the whole ticket. If you win, I pay the whole ticket. If we win the Powerball, well, we split in two and get a recording studio and do that for the rest of
our lives. Okay, but now, what's the bet? You think that it won't beat...
Avatar. I don't think it's catching Avatar.
And its first run, didn't Avatar have two runs, though?
It had a second run, but let's remember that Avatar came on DVD in December. This is going to come on DVD in April. It's coming. So in April, are people still going to be like, oh, I want to go to theater and spend another $20 on a ticket, or I'm going to spend $20 on a DVD and watch it 20 times at home?
Well, which is what I'm going to do, but I don't know, dude. I still think there's a lot of parents and a lot of people out there who are going to go, I got to take the midgets one more time.
I think so, too.
This is their first this is their first Star Wars movie in theater. I don't know. Either way.
But remember,
We'll bet a Powerball ticket and a beer next time we see each other. But I think it'll have time to do it. It just may not do it as fast as...
I think it's going to get close, but I don't think it's going to actually catch it at that point. But I think it's going to get pretty close.
Just going to get a sore throat, but not the full-blown cold.
Yeah, exactly.
Get close, but not catch it.
Yeah, exactly. Right, so, but I think it's gonna get there. But let's face it, it's still making great bank. So who cares? Other things to see on that list: Creed still add another 1.5 million to its total, which is
still making good money. I still do want to see The Revenant too.
Yeah, The Revenant is on my list for this week. I need to see it for the Oscar buzz that there is. They won a bunch of Golden Globe this week and everything. We're not going to talk about the Golden Globe, by the way. I'm just going to explain that to the listener why. I think the Golden Globes are bullshit. So The Martian winning for comedy? They won Best Movie for Comedy or Musical? The Martian is a comedy? Are
that
you
doesn't
nuts?
Make sense. It was comedic, but that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, you know, for me, it's bleh. Eightful Eight is not doing great. I mean, the movie cost $44 million. It's made $41 at this point on its third week. Okay, it's not a real third week because the first week there was only the
$70 million. It's going to make money.
It's going to make money, but it's not making what they were hoping for, which is...
Quentin Tarantino's movies don't need to make that much money. They just need to make money.
Well, if the movie costs $44, they need to make $88 to break even.
What?
Well, you know, all that money is not going to the studio. They still have to pay the theaters. You know that.
No, I don't. What are you talking about?
There you go. So those are the thing that are that I see there. Well, and the Point Break, that is still a bomb. Point Break.
I'll rent it. I will rent it. I will solidly rent that.
Okay, solidly rent it. But yeah,
it's... Suicide Squad pictures.
Yeah, and Ben Affleck talked about how he's happy to be able to be part of the universe at this point. I love these Suicide Squad pictures. They look so great. That team just...
When is this? I need to see this.
This
already.
Summer.
Yeah.
It's coming, man. You have Batman v Superman in March, and you get this in June or July, something like that.
The thing is that I don't know. I guess I don't notice the lag as much now because we're always talking about something. And then it's, you know, we talk about this every 2 or 3 weeks or every 2 or 3 months. So it's always on the top of your mind as opposed to old movies where it was like you're just waiting before I did a cast. But still, summer? Yeah. Summer. And Xander Cage, come on now, really?
I'm a huge Triple X fan. I'm a huge Vin Diesel fan. I just can't wait for this. I just want them. You know, the last one was a spoof of the James Bond with Pierce Brosnan. Now spoof the James Bond with Daniel Craig. You have the perfect timing to do that. The last one was okay, but it wasn't great. So you have lots of material that you can build on. I think this is a great timing to bring that back. You don't agree. But just remember...
I do. I just... The first one was fun. You're right. I'm just scanning the article again because it's confusing me.
Yeah, but just remember where the Fast and Furious franchise was before Diesel came back. So this could be his next big thing.
It could be fun, but he's got this. He's got Witch Hunter. He's got Riddick. He's got Fast and Furious.
There's not going to be a Witch Hunter sequel. That didn't make
well,
it.
Well, who knows? Maybe Japan or someone will love it. I don't know.
Maybe. But he's got Riddick that he's turning into a TV show and another movie and all that. But the guy is not branching off on a bunch of different movies right now. He has like his 2-3 wheelhouse, which goes back, makes his money, invests that in another movie. And that's how he bankrolls his stuff. And I kind of like that way to work. I just can't wait. You know, it's a James Bond thing. I just can't wait. Same thing with the Ghostbuster thing. I just can't wait. It's a Ghostbuster thing. And now they're... Already releasing action figure.
I wasn't ready for this, but now more and more that I see, when I see them in the gear and I see them with the fucking proton packs and I see the action figures, I'm like, God damn it. Take my money already. Okay. And they're in the onesie jumpsuits. Like, take my fucking money.
Oh yeah. That's awesome. I want one of these onesies. Come on.
Oh yeah. Perfect and quick. Halloween costume.
Yeah. I just can't wait for that. Just can't wait. So, Avenger 3 and 4 will unite the whole Marvel Universe. Duh.
So, everybody's going to be in it?
Well, mostly. That's what the directors are saying, yeah. It's the same guy that directed Civil War, so...
Who's directing... he's directing both 4 and 3 and 4?
Yeah, well, it's the Harry Potter Part 1 and 2 kind of thing again, so...
Ugh.
Yeah, it's a movie split in two. But it's the Russo's brother. Winter Soldier was great. Let's see what Civil War looks like. The buzz is good. A couple of people who saw it says it's good. But again, studio people say the movie is good. No shit. So
I'd like to see how Guardians interacts with these guys.
Me too. Me too. I'm kind of curious about that. And now that they're talking that maybe Kurt Russell's going to be in it, I just can't wait.
Oh, that's another thing they were saying. Gunn was going to ask Bowie to do a cameo in some aspect.
Well, not a cameo, but he wanted to use some music and he wanted to re-record it. But now they're not going to re-record it. They're just trying to see if they can get the music at that point, which, you know what? I'm good with it. I think Bowie would work on that kind of soundtrack really, really well. So now that what happened, I think you get a great opportunity to put that on a Awesome Mix number 2 or something.
That would be phenomenal to have some Bowie on Awesome Mix 2.
Yeah, and when you think about it, the Collector almost looks like Bowie in certain ways.
True.
In the old days.
Deadpool still knows how to promote. These quick 2 new TV spots are...
They better put all that on the DVDs.
Yeah, if they don't have 30 minutes of TV spots and commercials buried in the back of the special features, I'll be pissed off.
I agree. I so agree. I just would rewatch all that promotion in the theater if that's the movie, and I would be okay with it.
It's like they have a picture in Ryan Reynolds and... what's her name? Hattie McCotness.
Firefly Girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways... Oh, yeah, it's right there. It's in the fucking promotion. They have a picture of Ryan Reynolds and Mirena Baccarin, and it's all, like, shot just like the Notebook poster or whatever, and it says Deadpool, true love never dies, Valentine's Day.
It's so cute.
Does it come out Valentine's Day or the day before?
It come out on the February 12th.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that's my birthday gift.
I'm going to see it on Valentine's Day. That's my plan.
I might too.
Yeah, hopefully you and the wifey, Shark Taco-y, can be there.
That would be great. That would just be great. So there's a world, not really World War Z 2 coming soonish.
Come on. This is another... I hate them.
Well,
it's not World War Z, let's be honest. Even though the first one was fun, it's another movie or by any other name.
Yeah, that's it. But it's a fun zombie movie, and they're doing another one. I hope this one they got their shit down and they don't have to reshoot half the movie once it's done.
Well, the first one will be not... Or the first director, is it they're losing a director?
Yeah, they're losing a director.
So maybe that'll help? To not have to reshoot it all?
Well, maybe. Or maybe that's part of the problem. We'll see. So...
Yeah. Well, is what it is.
Yeah, they say that he has another commitment, but that sounds like a line, so... We'll see. We'll see. I don't know if I'm excited about
that. I have
a
commitment to not biting my fingernails, too, but that's not going to stop me from making a movie.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Seems that Miller, though, doesn't want to do more Mad Max, but maybe, but he's not sure, but he wants to write it. But if
That just means give me a fucking huge paycheck. We'll have someone else direct it, and I will be on set for 1 week out of every 5.
I think that means I'm 70 years old, and I'm tired, and I don't want to pass the next 5 years in a desert again.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You can Skype me in, and I'll tell you what to do. I'm okay with that. Yeah. Cut!
But people, remember, watch Mad Max Fury Road. Your grandfather directed that. A 70-year-old man directed that.
I need to know, when is that on DVD? Is it already?
Isn't it already on DVD? I think it's already on Blu-ray.
I should buy it.
It's coming back in theater in black and white soon, and I just can't wait for that. Yeah, he's making a black and white transfer. He's been working on it for a couple of months now, and he's going to brought that back in theater. You know what? As a movie watcher, fan, and kind of elitist, weird guy, Frenchy, maybe Canadian, I can't wait for this.
Barely
Canadian, yeah. But I just can't wait for this. That's going to be just fun.
I would
ride.
See it. I just think you're going to lose a lot of the... You'll gain a lot, don't get me wrong, but I think you're going to lose a lot of the rich tones and like the sandstorm scene and stuff like that. But you will still gain, you'll gain a lot in other parts, but I just...
Yeah, I think it's going to be different. For sure. But what you lose somewhere, you'll win somewhere else. So, you know, there's not really a way to for all this to be perfect. But I like the experiment.
Until you watch it, you will not know if it's a one-to-one correlation. What you lose somewhere, you gain somewhere else.
There you go. So maybe we're gonna take that opportunity to talk about it on the cast again at that point. So, okay, this is a big one. Legendary just got bought by Wanda, which is a Chinese company at this point. And one of the first things they want to do is more Pacific Rim.
When was this? One day ago. Hold on. That's in our non-news. Let me see when that story came out. Our non-news only story is, so Pacific Rim 2 is happening, apparently, to Del Toro.
Yeah, and it's kind of linked to that because since
13 hours ago, perfect. You're right. It is.
Yeah, because since it's linked to that company, and all of a sudden they're more interested for things to play in China. Of course, giant robots.
Giant fucking robots. Yeah.
Yeah, Pacific Rim did way better in the Eastern country than they did here. So why wouldn't you do that?
And they have rights to Godzilla.
Yeah, they have rights to Godzilla, and they have rights to most of the DC Universe. I mean, they're the one produced
that. They're in on King Kong, Skull Island.
Yep, yeah. There are Kong versus Godzilla movie coming out, too.
Oh, yeah, totally. This is...
Doing Warcraft. I mean, this is big.
This is who's doing Warcraft. Okay, I don't like Warcraft, nor have I ever really played the game. I've seen friends play it, but this movie looks fucking amazing.
It does.
Just the practical effects and stuff that they've done.
Yeah, it does. I can't wait to see it because of that. But like I said, I'm not a big fan of the Warcraft world, but I'm ready to get immersed in it in a movie, no problem. Actually, the fact that I'm not a big fan might work on my favor.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited about this. The acquisition. I'm not excited about the non-news that Pacific Rim 2 might still happen unless it's way better than the first one.
Actually, I don't care. Honestly, they
can still see it.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not sure I'm going to see it in theater this time, though. That might be a ranter.
A ranter? Well, we'll definitely rant about it. Oh, you mean rent.
Yeah,
Randy. Creed director to tackle Black Panther 2. No, I don't want Winders 10 right now. I will tell you when I want a fucking update. Sorry.
Okay, but yeah, bad news, good news situation there. I'm happy that this guy is getting a big gig in Marvel Universe, the recognition that he should
have. But
you
want Creed 2 to have him.
Yeah. That's the thing. I know he's going to stay there as a producer and all that. Jazz going to write it and all that. Okay, I get that. But he got Stallone to give one of the best performances of his career. And let's face it, when Stallone directs himself, he's good. He's not great. He's good. And now he was great. So I'm happy to see him in the Marvel Universe. I'm kind of afraid they're going to handcuff him a little bit. On the other end, I'm going to get my Creed 2, but I'm not sure who's going to direct it. So... we'll see in 2017 how all this rolls out, basically.
I have no say on either, really. I still need to see Creed, so. But I get it, though. If it's half as good as you say it is, I can see why you don't want him pulled for Marvel, but you're happy for him because it's Marvel.
It's a great opportunity for him. Like, let's be honest. Come on.
Hey, it starts filming in March.
Gambit
starts filming in March.
And the release is still like October or something? I'm like...
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're saying it'll be pushed to... Oh, my God. Really? What the...
That's fast. October 2016. They're starting to shoot next week. I mean, I get Doug Liman is the director that shoots fast and does good thing. Let's all remember Live, Die, Repeat or whatever this movie's called.
Oh, my God. They're filming. They're just holding casting calls for extras?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I really want to be excited about the Gambit movie.
They're going to fuck up. The one X-Man that I really, really like, they're going to fuck up again.
Again, yeah. And I'm so afraid of an X-Men origin scenario again. I don't want that.
Yeah, the one X-Man that we get a standalone film for, and they're going to fuck it.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that too. But they have a great director this time. They don't have like a moron like they did for Origins, so that's already something, I guess. But
when does the next Star Wars come out?
The next Star Wars in 499 days.
Oh, that's right. I have the thing I got to pull up for the end of this damn
thing. That's the next episode, because we get another Star Wars at Christmas, but it's not.
No, I get that. But if you look at the bottom here, it says it's likely the film's release will be pushed to sometime in early 2017, or perhaps even a Christmas time release.
That's what
really.
That's what everybody's thinking, but the studio hasn't come out and said that it would be pushed. At this point, they're holding that October release.
It's gonna be fucking, dude. There's
it has to.
Can you turn and burn a movie solidly from a mid-March filming to a? If they don't have some awesome card charging and staff,
Well, okay, let's be honest. They've been working on that for like 6-7 months. Maybe they have heavy pre-production, lots of CGI. Maybe they are ready on some things.
How can you do CGI without the shit there to build without the film or whatever?
You build the assets there, and then you insert them on the movie. It's been done before. Has it been done great before? No.
Mark my words, they're going to fuck it up again. I hope I eat crow. I hope it's okay.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
It's okay, but god damn it.
Yeah, god damn it.
Not like I really feel comfortable about Channing Tatum, but he is, you know, whatever.
He's better and better in every movie. Wait until you see what Tarantino did with him in this last movie.
He's in this last movie?
Yep. It's pretty good, too.
Well, we talked about the music from Bowie and Guardian 2. Yep. Let's hope it happens.
Agreed. Trailer dump?
Definitely. Triple Nine.
This looks like a Sicario meets Eat meets...
Dude, this looks
traffic.
Awesome.
It looks really good.
I got the new actual trailer to play once, but then every other time I went back to it, it wouldn't play, so it's not in the links, but the Red Band trailer is, and it's...
Yeah.
It's a huge heist, a bunch of people, Aaron Paul, Norman Reedus, Anthony Mackie, a whole bunch of people are trying to pull off this big ass heist. They're not all in it together, but the only way that they can get it done is by calling in a 999, which is an officer down.
Yeah.
So it looks intense, to say the least.
The only caveat I'm going to give it, and it's not on the trailer, it's on the release date. Usually you release these movie that looks Oscar worthy at the end of the year. So I'm wondering what the studio is seeing in this. It's probably going to be really good, but not as great as I'm expecting. So I need just to temper my expectation on this one.
Yeah, that's fine. It's action. I'll enjoy it. And Aaron Paul and Norman Reedus and something other than, you know.
TV, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to
be
great.
Fun. The Witch trailer, question mark? I didn't watch this one.
It looks fracked up. Like bunch of kids, like talking to a goat that's spitting blood, and people like going on a witch hunt. It looks weird as hell, and it should. So I'm kind of excited about that trailer.
When is this one coming out? February 19th. Nothing like taking your lover to go have her shit herself.
Well, you know, some girl love horror movies, so maybe
some do, not many.
Well, you would be surprised.
True. But yeah. I just don't. Nothing like taking your lover to have her watch you shit yourself.
This guy has a good idea. He's wearing the brown pants.
God, you guys need to come down for that.
Deadpool. Have you watched the Hail Caesar trailer?
Yes, and this looks awesome. I'm going to have a lot of fun with this.
Can't wait. The Coen brothers, writing and directing. Ralph Fiennes looks amazing in this trailer.
The Coen brothers are always just cool.
Agreed.
They do weird shit and it's fun.
Agreed. Well, I can't wait for that. And it's coming soon. It's February as well. So a lot of people waited at the Star Wars craze.
God, they were smart.
Yeah, before releasing their trailer. Now there's a bunch of cool things coming out in February. And I'm like, wow, okay. February is not the dumping ground it used to be since, like, the Lego movie worked well and all that stuff. Kingsman last year and 50 Shades of Grey, so...
50 Shades of Grey just had the ping pong behind it, though.
Yeah, but it still made money in February. That's my point. I'm just talking business sense, but...
Star Wars Countdown. 499 days, 2 hours, 17 minutes. Beep.
For episode 8. Can't wait. And John Boyega said this week he's starting shooting soon, and he's has a way more action-packed role, so he's going to have...
Darker role, too.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. It's the second installment.
Or not him, but the whole thing.
Yeah, and let's face it, you don't hire Rian Johnson for, like, happy time in Disneyland. Do you remember Looper?
Yeah.
Same director. He's writing it.
Well, that'll be why, then.
Yeah, that's not going to be happy Joe J.J. Abram there. Yeah. Talking about J.J., J.J. commented on the ripoff of A New Hope, and he's like, yeah, we know. We kind of made it that way, so...
Well, that's what I kind of elaborated it to her. The guy around here, one of the sports guys, said it's a band that you really, really like, and they're going to use some of their original. You go see them again after 30 years or whatever, they're going to play a good portion of their first album again.
Agreed.
They're going to do that to get everybody enticed for the next crazy shit that they've worked on for the last 30 years. So now that we're all back in the New Hope version and we love these new characters, because I can't say that I don't love both of these new characters, all these new characters.
So Poe, don't forget Poe. Poe's amazing.
True. Poe is awesome. But so now we love all these new people. So what? It's a scavenger. Well, that's probably because she's Luke's daughter. She's good at everything. That's probably because she's Luke's daughter. If not,
she's a Skywalker.
Gives a shit.
Yeah.
Right. It works, and it made us all. I could care less about Star Wars. Now I'm like Captain Tight Pants for Star Wars.
I'm so proud of you, Beef.
I'm ready. Shut your face. But yeah, who cares? They had to steal some of the first music sheets from the originals to make this one as palatable as it was.
Yeah, and you need to watch a movie more than once. The first time I was really critical, and then I went again, and I had way more fun the second time. Even if I loved it the first time, I had way more fun the second time.
Oh, yeah, but, he's just sanitation, and he knows where the capacitors are. Yeah, because nothing ever happened randomly in the first three, or second three.
Yeah, everything happened randomly in Star Wars. It's always like the will of the Force.
Right.
Or some shit like that.
Fucking Force Ghost, for Christ's sake. Shut up and deal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you like the first six especially, and you don't like this one, then you're a complete asshole.
Oh, yeah.
I'm calling you out, Star Wars fans. Not if you like 4, 5, and 6, you don't like this one, that's kind of fine, whatever. But if you liked all of them, including 1, 2, and 3, and you didn't like this, then you're just a Lucas elitist, and that's just sad. And you see the petition to bring Lucas back?
Yeah, I was like, you guys are nuts.
You're fucking idiots.
Yeah, don't let Lucas touch that anymore. I mean,
I don't know, somebody bad like Jar Jar Binks. I couldn't even come up with it, so...
Yeah, Jar Jar would be back. Just for fun, some people ask me, how do I rank my Star Wars now that this one is out? And this one's ranked number 2 for me. My list now goes Empire, Force Awakens, Revenge of the Sith, Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, Episode 1, and Attack of the Clone. Like, Attack of the Clone, I just can't. I can't.
This is my first, for sure.
You find that better than Empire?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, for me, Empire is one of the best movies of all time. So
to me, I never had that. You know what I mean? It's not. They're not really. They're nostalgic for me, but they're not nostalgic. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were there in the background. But like I said a few weeks ago, Spaceballs was more Star Wars to me when I was young.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, I see your point. You were not the Star Wars kid.
Right, so then this came out, and it's like it did what the new Star Trek did, except only better. It touched on all the cliche shit and all the old school shit, but made it better and made it real and made it fun again.
Agreed.
I don't know. Whatever. Anyways.
Lots of stuff got into cutting room floor for The Force Awakens, but they're like, no extended edition, which, again, I was like, duh, we never got extended edition.
J.J. Abrams said that. Disney might someday go for the dump.
Well, I don't think they want to do something they would call special edition, because just saying special edition, people hate it. So,
and it'll change the continuity.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know what? I can't wait to see the everything that got on the cutting room floor on the DVD, because, of course, there's going to be a deleted scene and all that. That's going to be fun to watch. I'm happy it's not in the movie, though.
Oh, hell no. I skipped over this story before, too, accidentally.
Okay, well, so...
Harrison Ford is now the all-time box office dominant record.
Yeah, he just beat Samuel Jackson with Star Wars.
Holy shit! That's probably why Samuel L. Jackson was all pissed off last week. Harrison Ford's all-time filmography is $4.7 billion.
Yeah, but you put a bunch of Star Wars together, and then you just add Indiana Jones to that, and the man has been working.
I understand, but even if he's made 100 movies or 50 movies, $4.7 billion.
Hey, that's almost the price Disney paid for Star Wars. Yep.
That's actually less. It was 4.3.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'll still just take the 4. I'll just take the 0.3.
Yeah, I'll take, yeah. Yeah.
Fugitive, Patriot Games, Air Force One, Cowboys and Aliens, 42.
Yeah, he has a good filmography. Let's be honest. Harrison Ford is a great actor, and he was a star from the get-go as soon as Star Wars came out.
$155 million from Robert Zemeckis, What Lies Beneath.
Oh, wow. That made that much money? Wow, that was okay. But okay, that made more money than I thought. Okay.
Plus the Revelation of Ford. Grossing other choices as much as expensive. Yeah, it just... Man makes a lot of money.
But his Star Wars run is over, and they're already casting for the new young Han Solo spinoff. And the shortlist came out, and we have some people that I mostly don't know, which is great. I think that's a good idea. Go for someone that I'm not going to see. Oh, this is the guy from this thing. I think that's a better idea than going.
Yeah, you have to do that. I firmly believe that.
Yeah, out of this list, my favorites would be like Scott Eastwood. I think that would be great. Maybe Miles Teller. I'm not sure. I feel great about Dave Franco though.
No idea.
It's the brother of the other Franco. But
yeah, I got that.
Yeah, but Scott Eastwood, sure. I mean, Clint Eastwood refused the Han Solo. First, let's get his son do it now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. So I'm actually curious to see what Lawrence Kasdan came up with for that story. It's the same guy who wrote Episode 7 that's writing this movie with his son, actually. So,
oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. When Star Wars approached them, they were like, do you want to write a Star Wars? It was like, I'm not really interested to write a Star Wars, but I would write that thing. And then JJ was like, are you sure? Because I could really need your help on this. And it was like, yeah, okay, I'll do it.
Apparently, breaking news. Not really, but kind of. The Russo brothers think Black Widow should get her own movie.
Everybody thinks Black Widow should get her own movie.
No shit.
I mean, yeah, more Scarlett Johansson. I mean, the background.
Well, if they're talking about making Ant-Man and the Wasp, I'm reading this from the thing, but it is true.
Yeah, well.
Just based on Evangeline Lilly's extra character in there, why not?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, make me an all-female Avenger team. That would be great, too.
Oh, that would be cool. The Avengers.
The Avenger, yeah.
The Avenger.
The Avengers.
No, the Avenger.
And in French, it's Les Vengeurs.
Les Avengers.
Les Vengeurs.
No, Les Avengers. I'm talking about the Vet. Never mind.
Les Avengers. Avengers.
I don't know. I'm just. Marvel is starting to get blurred for me.
Well, it's
so we'll see.
Starting to be so big at this point, let's be honest.
It's friggin' huge.
Yeah. That was a lot of news for January. Let's be honest.
It was.
Yeah.
But good news.
It's good news.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or Gunna Geek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.